A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is it. The time has come.
Saturday night's all right for fighting.
Down.
Get in the ring and go the distance with Fight Night with Adam Catterall and Gareth A. Davies.
You're better than that
on TalkSport.
Welcome to the Fight Night podcast from TalkSport, live from the MGM Grand Garden Arena. We've just been doing the weigh-in for Fury versus Wilder, 3 ahead of the big Fight Night, which we are getting stuck into live from 1 o'clock, exclusive to TalkSport. Make sure you download the TalkSport app to be able to come and enjoy that or just listen to us on the radio. I'm Adam Catterall. Pleasure to be with you. Joining me, as ever, as part of our daily updates from Las Vegas, our commentator extraordinaire, Andy Clark, the man that is going to be alongside him in commentary live on TalkSport, two-time heavyweight champion of the world, Tim Witherspoon, and my partner in crime, Gareth A. Davies. I apologise if you can hear a little bit of banging going on in the background. They are de-rigging the arena at this moment. Tomorrow night, we'll be bringing you the show live from the T-Mobile Arena. And Gareth, today just felt like it were here now. We've had a weird week with fans not being, obviously, in attendance in Las Vegas. But today, even though they weren't here, it felt proper. It felt like we were doing a big fight again in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I've been doing this a long time now, 3 decades. And this feels as exciting as any other big fight that's ever been in Vegas without even having any fans here. Even on our show during the weigh-in today that was, you know, well, obviously we podcast, hopefully, on TalkSport as well as this. The rising excitement amongst our group was tangible as well, as we went narrower and deeper into all the imponderables about the life stories, the narratives. Trilogy fights in history have always defined a period in the life of fighters. 59, 60, 61, Ingemar Johansson and Floyd Patterson. 1971 to 1975, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. The greatest trilogy of all time. So this is going to define a period in the life of Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. 2018, 2021, with COVID in the middle, when both these men went on a journey together, and now it's the championship of each other, and it's, I tell you what, it's an absolute flaming privilege to be here and feel all that electricity and excitement.
When you're right in the eye of the storm, I think you pointed this out the other day, Andy, when you're in the eye of the storm, you don't fully appreciate what you're actually witnessing. Obviously, a time removed, 10 years from now, people will probably ask me, did you go to any of the Wilder Fury fights? Well, you went to all three, mate, and they were all absolute madness. It does have a little bit of that sense, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. When you're in the eye of the storm, sometimes you're not really aware of just how violent that storm is around you and what an impact it's having on the rest of the world. Its tentacles spread far and wide. And I know from speaking to people at home over the last day or so that the coverage on TalkSport and elsewhere is wall to wall. There's real excitement about this fight. And you're so right, Gareth, when you say that these trilogy fights define periods in fighters' lives. And the way they go often, and this is how brutal this sport is, often define the rest of their lives. That's how much is on the line for these two, because if Fury wins and he takes it 2-0 with a draw over the course of the three fights, will Wilder ever really get over it? If Wilder equalises, what will we see next? You know, it's fascinating stuff. It's a great equation, and I love weigh-ins as well. I love weigh-ins because even though they haven't got to make a weight, heavyweights, there's all sorts of things we can obsess about, and today it was the weight, and it was interesting.
Listen, we've all been excited. We've all had big smiles on our faces. None bigger than the two-time former heavyweight champion of the world, Tim Woodsman. He was even shadow boxing at one point, wasn't he, Timmy? You're getting extremely excited today, mate. You're revved up.
Well, yeah, and no, you know. This fight is they're building this fight up. I've been in championship fights before. I guess there's a lot more people more enthused than I am. But I am. My heart was beating earlier when Tyson came out, you know. I just wish Deontay Wilder just showed a little bit more interest.
Yeah.
You know, I just wish he showed just a little bit more interest, and that would win a lot more people over. I know we're here and seeing and witnessing it, but there's other people around the world don't exactly know that he's doing this. Mm. And Tyson Fury is really going crazy, you know. So I'm looking forward to the fight. I've been in that situation before, not like this, though. But let's just wait and see who can win. I don't know who's going to win.
You expressed something off air before, and I want you to just touch upon it again.
Okay.
Because you've just brought up there the disinterest that Deontay Wilder's kind of showed all week. He was disinterested at the press conference. He was disinterested today. He's been disinterested with British media and other media outlets from around the world throughout the course of the week. And you've made some good points on that, him being disinterested, and the disappointment and wanting to see a little bit more from him. But you've also experienced guys that have done that in the past that have then flipped the switch when fight night comes.
Yes, and I talked about that earlier. But I don't think it's him. If he get a good shot in the early rounds, I think that might wake him up. But he don't seem like he's waked up. He's woken up. He's sleeping right now. Hmm. With all the different little things that he's doing, and I'm saying this man should be doing a little bit more. He was actually just on his phone when they had the press conference. That's fear. I think it's a little fear in him. But if he get a hit on Tyson, I think that's going to wake everything up. If he get a good hit on Tyson, that's going to wake him up.
That confidence, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting ring walks, isn't it, tomorrow night, Gareth? It's going to be a very interesting time because it's flipped this time. Wilder's coming out first. Is he going to go full still Steve Collins on us like the Eubank fight? Is he going to go with the headphones and try and shy away from him? He's not going to be able to avoid the Tyson Fury thing, is he?
Over the next... We spoke to Antonio Tarver today, didn't we, on the live show?
Yes,
and Teofimo Lopez, who's really growing up into a beautiful human being and a real representative for boxing. Please do listen back to that if you get an opportunity. Tarver said it best earlier. Whoever's around Deontay Wilder in the next 24 hours, remind him. In fact, he might not have said it on the show. He said it to me. Remind him that this is an opportunity. You were the heavyweight champion of the world. Andy said it just now. He only needs to defeat Tyson Fury and the whole world will see him as the number one.
Yep.
They will see him as better than Joshua.
He said it as better than Usyk.
Exactly. Mm. This is the moment. This is a moment to gather yourself and give everything. Give everything. And I just hope he does that tomorrow night. And like we've all said, like it doesn't matter who wins. What we want is a great event and a great fight.
Mm. Mr. Witherspoon is not going to make a prediction. He's going to wait until tomorrow. I'm going to get your prediction when these guys make the walk tomorrow, all right? Just before the fight starts.
It's going to have to be after that. Yeah, it's going to be
you
like...
You can't make predictions when someone's been knocked out.
I understand that. I understand that. It's over then, right?
Yeah.
But it's just hard. Like the behavior between... The behavior of Deontay Wilder leads me to not make the decision.
Yeah, I understand.
You don't want to say
Tyson Fury is ready.
You don't want to say that man is not up for it, do you?
He's got that right hand. That's up to the
there
right
you go.
Hand.
There
but,
you go.
But his body has to be in sync with that right hand, or
there
else you know it's not going to work.
Fair point.
It's going to be lights out.
Gareth, give me the prediction, my friend. What you thinking?
Deontay Wilder's weight. The heaviest of his career, 26 pounds heavier than when they first met when he was 212 pounds. Tyson Fury, 4 pounds heavier than he's ever been. Doesn't make that much difference, really. He's a big man. Wilder will come out fast. He must be looking to be very explosive early. He can't be going 12 rounds with that weight. So he comes out fast. It's a very, very interesting fight early on. It could be a Hagler-Hearns. It could be 8-minute war. Both could be down. I think... If Fury can get beyond 8-9 minutes, three rounds, without that big right hand landing or the big left hook or the uppercut landing, I think Fury takes over and I think he wins by stoppage, arguably fifth, maybe sixth, maybe seventh round. But I think it's Fury's fight after round three.
Mm. Andy, what are you thinking?
I agree with pretty much everything Gareth just said there. That was an excellent breakdown. I really don't think that Wilder is going to shy away from this. That much I'm confident about. I know that his body language hasn't looked good this week, but there is a possibility that he's just decided, on the basis of the first two fights, I can't waste energy engaging with Fury in fight week. Mm. I can't win a stand-up comedy routine against him. I can't win a battle of wits. I'm just going to withdraw from it. And people can think whatever they want, because I know that when the bell goes, I'm going to bring it. And I believe that he will do that. I think, though, that Fury is just that bit better than him, that he'll come off second best.
Yeah, I agree with both of what you said, but the beautiful thing about sport is when the unpredictable happens, when the thing that you didn't expect happens right in front of your eyes. You pointed it out on the show, Andy, when you were talking about the Andy Ruiz upset of Anthony Joshua. Even though many people were rooting for Anthony Joshua, it was captivating. Boxing won, and hopefully boxing wins again tomorrow night. It's all going to play out on TalkSport from 1 a.m. Make sure you come and join us for that. Hopefully you've enjoyed our daily updates via this podcast. Thank you very much for subscribing as well via iTunes and via the TalkSport website. The time for talking is over. It is time for action. Tune in tomorrow night for Bomb Squad or Bomb Disposal.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.